Thank you. Thank you. After these things, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples in the Sea of Tiberias, and he manifested himself in this way. So, when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Feed my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, Do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him a third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep.
Light one candle for those who are suffering. pain we learned so long ago. Life one can do for all we can do. Then anger not tears apart. Life one can do to find us together. To teach that it's not in our heart. Don't let the light go out. It's asking for so many things. Don't let the light go out.
What is the memory that guides so highly that we keep alive in that place? What is the commitment to those who have died that cry out in that dying face? We have come this far, already living.
We want to thank all the children. I know they did a lot of hard work, and the directors and the pianists and players and directors. If we had to summarize what the children were trying to say in spirit by their singing, not by their voices, by their praise to our Heavenly Father, it might be found in the words of the psalmist in the 145th Psalm, verses 10 through 12. And it says, "All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak," in this case they sang, "they shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom."
We're going to have Brother Byron Keith read Songs in the Night for July 31.
Thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Psalm 145, verses 10 through 12. The prophet intimates that all the saints shall have the privilege of thus declaring the kingdom and of thus honoring the name of our God. And this seems to be literally fulfilled today, for the Lord seems to be bringing to the attention of all his saints, his consecrated people everywhere, the present truth, to the intent that they may have its light upon their pathway, making manifest unto them the glorious character of our God through a knowledge of his great plan of the ages. Moreover, the Lord seems to be putting it within the power of every one of his saints to thus glorify his name and to speak forth the truth to others. To some he has granted the talent of oratory, an opportunity to use it and to speak forth his praises in this way. To others he has granted a talent for private conversation, that they may thus tell of his kingdom and speak of his glorious majesty and make known his plans to such as have hearing ears. To others still, he has given the privilege of declaring his message to the circulation of the printed page. And to some, he seems to have given opportunities for using all of these various methods of singing the song of Moses and the Lamb. And we may rest assured that none can be of the company of the Lord's saints at this time and know of his goodness and his wonderful honor and majesty, and not have a desire to tell the good tidings of great joy to all who have an ear to hear. And those who are most earnest, most zealous in proclaiming the message, are sure to have the most blessing in their own hearts and in their own experiences, and to grow the most in grace, in knowledge, and in love.
Friends, let's all stand and we'll be led in prayer. We'll close this day's activities out with prayer by Brother Michael Brand.
Our dear loving and kind Heavenly Father, we are very thankful for the privilege we have to come before Thee to lift our hearts in praise and thanksgiving to the glory of Thy name and the majesty of Thy kingdom to come. Dear Father, we do pray, as was asked earlier, to accept the fruit of the work of the children, to bless Thee and to sing of Thy glorious kingdom and Thy glorious plan of the ages and Thy glorious character. We do pray that You would accept these as our desires to be a help in us and an encouragement one to another. And we do pray that You would guide us and be with us the remainder of this evening and help us to glorify Thy name more perfectly day by day. We pray it all and give Thee thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh!